The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, The Reward Claimers. The Green Hornet strikes again. Nearly 3 o'clock in the morning. The deserted city pavements glistened under a steady downpour of rain. A few blocks away from the railroad station, a man walked rapidly toward the central part of the city, clutching a briefcase under one arm. Suddenly, a large black sedan came rolling down the street, slowed almost to a stop, and pulled in toward the curb.
Just a second, pal. Got a little present for you here. Here it is, pal.
Here you are, Angel. You don't have to do this stuff. Now scram out of here.
Nicky, you sure you want to wait for the police?
Are you kidding? Ain't $25,000 worth waiting for? That's the price tag on this guy, baby. 25,000 smackers for the Green Hornet. Now go on, beat it.
For the hay, fellas. Good night.
See you later, Larry.
Night, Ed.
Yeah, but this rain's gonna make it.
62-62. Go to Elmhurst and Washington. Investigate the Stevenson restaurant. Car 62, Elmhurst and Washington. That is all.
You said it, brother. That is all.
Yeah, let's go, Mally. That's us 62. Probably some jerk trying for a second cup of coffee.
Yeah. Well, take it easy, Larry.
Car 62, stand by. Calling car 62, 62. 3434-9191. Go to West End and Lake Street. Investigate shooting.
Uh-oh.
The Green Hornet reported shot at...
The Green Hornet! Hey, push over, you guys! Let's go!
91. Investigate immediately. West End and Lake Street.
4491. Mr. Reed hasn't come in yet this morning. Yes, Inspector, I'll have him call you.
Casey, I quit. I resign. I'm through, you hear me?
Oh, pipe down, Lowry. You might get fired.
The greatest story since the armistice. And Reed, he says, no extra. We gotta be sure. Hold everything. Oh, and every other sheet in town selling billions of papers. Oh, why was I ever born?
That's the 64-cent question, Lowry. You want me to answer it?
Casey, listen, I was there, I tell you. Within 5 minutes after it happened, I got the whole story from the guy that knocked off the Green Hornet. Why, the kind of a break a fella gets once in a million years. And what does that hammerhead playboy do when I call him? No extra, he says. No extra when the Green Hornet gets bumped off.
Morning, Mr. Gaines.
Morning, Lowry.
Mr. Reed, I should like to herewith submit my resignation effective immediate.
You mean effective immediate?
I mean effectively I quit. I wouldn't hang around this broken-down sheet another day for an interview between Hitler and Napoleon.
Well, what's the matter, Lowry?
What's the matter, says my former employer. Look, the Green Hornet gets bumped off. Me, Ed Lowry, with that scoop. So what? You say, hold it, Lowry. Remember, we're offering a $25,000 reward for the Green Hornet. We've got to be sure. Oh, brother.
Relax, Ed. It was the Green Hornet. You'll have plenty of chance for a story. I'll give you a byline in 10-point type on page one.
Sure, sure, that's peachy. After every sheet in town's carried the story through 5 editions.
It's Inspector Merrill at headquarters, Mr. Reed. He's been trying to get you for 2 hours.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Inspector. Yes? Oh, yes. Identification complete, you say? Why, yes, of course we're ready to pay the reward. Tell the man... What's his name? Marvin Radcliffe. Well, tell him to come up to my office this afternoon. Oh, by the way, I was just coming over to see you. Okay, I'll be right over. Goodbye.
Daily Sentinel offers $25,000 reward for the apprehension of the Green Hornet. And he gets himself apprehended. What good? Only we don't want the story. No, all we want is to pay out 25 grand and let the competition have the story. I tell you, I'm through. I quit. I won't go on.
Now, be still. Yes, Mr. Reed.
I'm going to police headquarters and then to the morgue. I'll be back in an hour.
All right.
What you going to headquarters for, boss?
Well, after all, Lowry, $25,000 is a lot of money. I want to check on this personally.
That guy Marvin Radcliffe's going to be a national hero for getting the Green Hornet?
Yeah, and $25,000 reward. Boy.
I'll bet the Daily Sentinel's going to hate to part with that reward money.
Who wouldn't? It's a lot of dough, pal.
Boy, paper here.
Yes, sir. Here you are.
All right. Here, keep the change.
Thanks. Say, ain't you Mr. Reed from the Daily Sentinel?
Why, yes, I am.
Boy, did we ever put one over on you guys. Wow.
Read it in the Clarion, folks. Get your extra here.
I'd like to see Inspector Merrill, please.
Go right in, Mr. Reed. He's expecting you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, hello, Reed. Come on in.
Morning, Inspector. Well, looks like we bought us a dead bandit.
That's right. What I can't figure is why you guys at the Sentinel haven't had an extra on this reason.
Well, we've got to be sure, Inspector. After all, these other papers in town aren't digging up 25,000 reward money on this story.
Yeah, I see your point. Well, you don't need to worry about any more identification. We got the Green Hornet, all right.
No question about it.
Nope. He was wearing the Hornet mask. They've been trying to get some secret blueprints from this Radcliffe guy. He's an engineer at the Pioneer Tomb Dye. We found that gas gun on him that he always used and a whole list of jobs we know he's been tied up with.
Sounds like the real McCoy, all right.
Yep. Well, personally, I ain't going to weep no tears for the Green Hornet. That guy used to give me bad dreams.
You say this man Radcliffe's an engineer at Pioneer Tool?
Yes, that's right. He's been out there about 6 months, I guess. Seems he was carrying some blueprints home last night, and bang, along comes the Green Hornet and tries for a snatch on the plans.
So Radcliffe shot him, huh?
Yes, only he didn't know who the Hornet was at the time.
Did this fellow have a license to carry a gun?
Good thing, too. His plans were mighty important, I understand.
Well, looks like we're it for $25,000 reward. Oh, just one thing, Inspector. Can you furnish us with a set of fingerprints from the dead man?
Fingerprints? What do you want them for? We never had any prints on the Hornet while he was alive. Now the guy's dead.
Yeah, I know, but the boys could take the picture and blow it up for a story.
Oh, going in for tabloid stuff, huh?
Sure. For $25,000, we should get something besides a corpse.
Okay, I'll see that the prints are made and sent over to your office this afternoon.
Thanks.
I told Mr. Radcliffe to see you this afternoon, too, about that reward.
Well, fine. I'll be waiting for him.
That's how it happened, Mr. Reed. Well, if I'd known it was a Green Hornet, I guess those blueprints would be in Berlin by now.
Yes.
Well, by the way, who will I see about getting that check, Mr. Reed? Reward money, I mean.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Radcliffe, but this is our bookkeeper's day off. I'm afraid I won't be able to get your check until tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow? Well, I was planning to leave in the city tonight.
Oh, well, could we mail it to you?
Well, you see, I'm going west to take a new job. But, well, if I have to, I suppose I can wait till morning.
I'm awfully sorry. But anyway, the boys out here want to spend a couple hours with you this afternoon getting a story and some pictures.
Yeah, sure. I hope they don't take too long. My sister's downtown waiting for me.
Oh, that's all? Well, fine. I have two good seats for the best show in town. Here. Here they are. Can you use them?
Well, sure, thanks. We'll catch you this evening.
All right. Now, you'll find Mr. Lowry outside, and I hope you'll give him a good story, Mr. Radcliffe.
All right, I guess I'll...
Oh, by the way, just one thing here. I wonder if you'd mind signing this affidavit. Just something to show who you are, and that you're the man who apprehended the Green Hornet.
No, not at all. What do I sign?
Right here. Just a formality, just something for our records. And now there's one more place over here.
Oh, yeah. There. That all?
Yes, and thanks very much.
Oh, say, you got something I can wipe this smudge off my hands with?
What? Oh, say, that girl must have forgotten to remove the carbon sheet. Here. Here, this'll take it off.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Well, I'll see you in the morning, Mr. Reed.
All right. Goodbye, and remember to give the boys a good story.
Yeah, I will.
Hello, Cato. Did you get... Good. Yes, that's fine, Cato. Now, listen. I'll be over in 10 minutes. You can start getting things ready. We'll be going out tonight. Did you send that message to Lowry?
Yes. Mr. Lowry will be surprised, eh?
Surprised? He'll be flabbergasted. Oh, by the way, what kind of fingerprints did you get from that carbon paper?
Impression was very good, Mr. Britt.
Fine. They may not prove useful, but we'll have them if we need them.
How did you learn about Mr. Radcliffe?
Well, only that he's an engineer and a tool designer at Pioneer. Apparently, they think a lot of his work.
You think Radcliffe may be a spy?
I don't know. The only thing I'm sure of is that he didn't kill the Green Hornet. But he did kill someone. It's up to us to find out who. Did you check at the Missing Persons Bureau this afternoon?
Yes, sir. No one answering description of dead man missing in city.
Well, I was expecting that. But we'll keep trying. And I think we'll have something for the police before very long. But right now, we're going to pay a visit to Mr. Radcliffe's apartment. Oh, answer that, Cato. If it isn't Ed Lowry, I'll buy you a new hat.
Hello, Mr. Reed's apartment. Oh, sure. Sure, Mr. Lowry. One moment, please.
Are you excited, Cato?
Very much so, it seems.
Hello, what's on your mind, Lowry?
Listen, go up and hang on to your hat. I just got a note.
What? Oh, that's impossible, Ed. The Green Hornet's dead.
Wait a minute. I ain't so sure. There's something fishy about this whole business. Maybe he's dead, maybe he ain't. Here, let me read this to you.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear it.
It's addressed to me at the paper here. It says, if you want the biggest news story of the year, stay by your telephone to see. And have your newspaper ready to roll an extra before midnight. And for us, it's signed by the Green Hornet.
Yeah, that's probably the work of some crank, Lowry.
Crank nothing. It's got the seal of the Green Hornet right on the letter.
It has?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, Ed. If the death of the Green Hornet is a fake, it'll make a terrific story.
Yeah, and it'll save the paper 25,000 bananas.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you call Gunnigan, have him come down just in case. And since you've got nothing to lose, you stick by your phone this evening.
Don't worry, I'll be here all right.
Yeah, don't put too much stock in that mysterious message. It could be a phony, you know.
Maybe, but I'm sure going to wait and find out.
Yeah, well, good night, Lowry. I'm going to the movies. Everything ready, Cato?
Yes. Hornet mask, gas gun, science kit.
Then let's go. We're taking the Black Beauty. Unless I miss my guess, our friend Lowry will be mighty glad he waited by the telephone.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt, Reed, and Cato went along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, the streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the dark.
Where we find the apartment of Mr. Redcliffe?
Yes. We'll leave the Black Beauty right here in the alley.
Gee, honey. I wish you'd change your mind and let me go along.
Not this time, baby. Too many reporters hanging around Marvin Radcliffe, the famous engineer. Yeah, they'd never recognize me, but they might tumble as to who you are.
Yeah. Nicky, how long will you be in San Francisco?
Now don't worry, sugar. Just long enough to turn the plans over to the guys with the heavy dough. Hey, what was that?
What was what?
But I heard something in the other room.
Oh, you're just jittery, Nicky. Here, let me fix you a drink. This'll calm your nerves, Nicky, honey.
Listen, I tell you, I'm not nervous. Stop calling me Nicky. No more Nicky Barsetti. From here on out, my name is Marvin Radcliffe.
Wrong again, Nicky. From here on out, your name is Mark.
What? No. No, you can't be. You can't.
Can't be the Green Hornet? Well, why not?
Oh.
He's dead. I killed him this morning.
Oh, did you? Well, now, that's fine, Nicky. It was $25,000 for that job. Where is it?
I couldn't get it.
You're lying. Where's the dough?
I couldn't get it, I tell you. They told me to come back tomorrow morning.
Now, listen, you rat. You killed somebody and passed him off to the police as the Green Hornet. But I'll collect the reward money, see? Now, either you pay up or I'll let the papers and the police in on some very interesting stuff about Marvin Radcliffe. And Nicky Barsetti.
No, wait. We can work out something. Somebody downstairs.
Answer it. And be smart about what you say. And you, sister, you better curl up in the corner over there and start knitting your boyfriend a sweater or something.
Yes? Who is it?
This is Inspector Merrill from police headquarters, Mr. Radcliffe. I'd like to come up and talk with you for a minute.
The police?
Why, you see, Inspector, I was just about to...
Tell him to come up, Nicky. Go on, tell him.
Why, yes, Inspector. Come right up. Here, I'll unlock the hall door for you.
Now, listen, you two. Make one wrong move when the inspector gets up here, and it's curtains for you both.
Nicky, what's he coming up here for?
I don't know. Something must have gone wrong.
I'll be right in this closet, Nicky, and this gun will be aiming right at your heart. So be careful.
Good evening, Inspector. Come in, won't you?
Your face. Well, nice little place you've got here.
This is my sister, Helen.
How do you do? Say, haven't I met you someplace before?
I don't think so. I'm a stranger in town.
It's funny. Your face is certainly familiar. Well, Mr. Radcliffe, I suppose you're wondering about the reason for this visit. I had a call from Mr. McGill, chief engineer at the Pioneer Tool and Die Company this afternoon.
Oh, yes?
To be perfectly blunt, Mr. Radcliffe, McGill claims that there's been a switch in the blueprints you took from the plant last night.
A switch? I don't understand.
Don't you? I'll make it plainer. The blueprints that you took out last night have not been returned. The ones you did return are different in some details.
But, well, that's impossible. Those drawings weren't out of my sight for one moment.
Are you sure? Those blueprints, I understand, concern a vitally important secret weapon.
That's right. They were for part of the mechanism.
Yes. Those plans by themselves would be worthless. But it so happens that the plans for the other part of this mechanism were to be brought into town this morning by a man named Matthews, Albany. He has a manufacturer's subcontract.
Oh?
We checked at the railroad station. Matthews arrived in town last night, but no one has seen him since. So at the moment, the entire set of plans for this mechanism is missing.
Well, that's awful, Inspector.
It's going to be more than awful if we don't get them back.
But surely you don't think that I...
Sorry, Radcliffe. I'll have to take you into custody until we have a chance to check the whole matter.
Oh, Inspector, you don't mean you're going to take Marvin to jail?
Miss Radcliffe, this is wartime. A vital military secret has been stolen.
But Marvin couldn't be guilty of that.
It's not my job to say who is guilty or innocent. My job is to find out. That's what I'm
doing. All right, cover up with your hands. Go on, get him up.
Sure. And at my age, boy, am I dumb.
Yeah, you're dumb, all right. Too bad you blundered into this. Because I'm still figuring to stick around long enough to collect that reward money from the Sentinel. I guess you know that you're in the way.
Yes, I see what you mean, Rat. Well, go ahead, get it over with.
You should have let well enough alone.
Hold everything. I have other plans for the inspector, Nicky.
What? Hey.
Surprised, Inspector?
The Green Hornet, but... Oh, so you two are working together, is that it?
Not exactly. Drop that gun, Barsetti.
Now listen, Hornet, we can work together in this thing. Sure, I'll cut you in.
I've got a better idea. I'll cut you out. Now drop that gun.
Thank you, Nicky.
Barsetti, eh? Sure, Nicky Barsetti. And the dame. That's Angel Marino.
A brilliant deduction, Inspector.
Now, let's see. Nicky steals the blueprints from the Pioneer, returns a set of phonies. But where do you... Oh.
Yeah. Oh, he's right.
You and Barsetti killed Matthews and got the rest of the plans from him. And you figured you'd just pick up $25,000 on the side by passing Matthews off as a Green Hornet.
Yeah. Aren't we clever? Nicky, where are those plans?
They're not here. I don't know where they are.
Stop it. Let Nicky alone.
Now, you go back to your knitting, Angel. Now, Nicky, that was just a sample.
The plans aren't here, I tell you. I sent them away.
Never mind. Then I'll find them myself. Now, Rat, take it.
No, wait. I'll...
Dirty rat.
Sorry, Inspector.
You too.
No, don't do that.
Yes.
Well, Angel, are you going to talk before I clip your wings?
No, I won't. I won't tell you anything.
Suit yourself, sister.
No, don't shoot.
Now, maybe we'll get someplace. All right, kiddo, come in and hurry.
You want science kit, Mr. Britt?
Yes, but first tie up Barsetti and the inspector. Then we'll give the inspector a counteragent for the gas.
But counteragent bring him out almost immediately.
Right, and the sooner the better. Now go on, tie them up. I've got to write a little love note for Angel. There we are. Now let's have that needle, Cato. This counteragent will have the inspector awake in 5 seconds. Here you are, and thanks, Cato. Now beat it. Get out and make that phone call to Lowry, and then wait for me at the car.
You be ready to move fast. Lowry will break a leg to get here.
Hold it. Gas plans.
All right, Inspector. Snap out of it.
What do you want?
Listen to me. I've just brought you out from that gas for a purpose. Now, if you'll do exactly as I
you
say...
You dirty yellow spy.
Now, wait. Hear what I have to say. Nicky and the girl will be conscious in just a moment. I gave them a very mild treatment.
Yes.
Now I'm going to stage a little dramatic act, which might prove entertaining to you. You have your choice of staying awake and witnessing what goes on, or I can easily put you back to sleep again. Well, which would you prefer?
What do you mean?
All I want you to do is lie there and pretend that you're unconscious. Just use your ears, that's all. And you're likely to learn plenty.
Hey, heavens, I don't know what you're...
This is the only way you can find out. Well, yes or no?
There's a day of reckoning coming, Hornet, between you and me. Right now, I'm helpless. So I'll play your game for the moment.
Good. I hope you enjoy the show. See you later.
Nicky, that gas. Nicky, wake up.
What happened?
The Green Hornet used a gas gun.
Hey, I'm all tied up. Get these ropes off me.
Oh, Nicky, I thought you were dead.
Yeah, well, I ain't. So the Hornet left the copper here, huh? Well, I'll fix him. Yeah, that's better.
Nicky, this note, look.
Let me have that. Yeah, it's from the Hornet. So long, Nicky. Next time, try to find a better hiding place for...
The plans!
Get out of the way. Well, they're all here. For a minute, I thought the Hornet maybe found them.
Nicky, let's hurry and get away from here.
Yeah, you said it, babe. The sooner the better. And listen, we don't want to forget to take care
don't
of it.
Don't forget the Green Hornet, Nicky.
Look, the Hornet!
You again. I thought you were...
You thought you were going to sell a vital military secret to the Axis and cash in on the Green Hornet reward while you were at it. Well, this time, you rat, you'll stay out for a while. Take it, both of you.
No.
Well, Inspector, you shall now see what the little black box contains.
Untie me. Get these ropes
off
me.
No. The performance isn't quite finished yet. Well, here's a code book. Well, what's this gadget? Oh, yes. A copying camera. And here are your precious blueprints. You know, it's too bad I have a phobia against anything but cash. Ah, and here's the bankroll. Quite thick, too.
You're a rotten crook, Hornet. That's a lot of money you're taking there.
Yes, isn't it, Inspector? Well, suppose we just call that your fee of admission to the little drama just concluded, hmm? You have the plan and the spies and all the evidence. And I have the bankroll. Well, that sounds like my cue to leave, Inspector. I hope you won't find your position embarrassing when the boys kick the door down. Bye, Inspector.
Doing there all tied up.
Waiting for a streetcar, you fathead. Get these ropes off me.
Sure. Holy. Why, what happened?
Mally, Dex, get the Green Hornet. Just ran down the fire escape.
Green Hornet. Why, he's dead.
That's my grandmother. Just here, I said it.
Oh, brother, where's the telephone?
Larry, get to tie my feet.
Untie him yourself, sweetheart. I've got to call the sentinel.
The young lady here to see you. She's from the Red Cross.
Fine, Miss Garvey. Sure, right in. Yes, by all means.
Yes, sir. Mr. Anderson will see you now. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Good morning, young lady.
Good morning, Mr. Anderson. As you know, the Red Cross is conducting their annual drive. And since this bank is always...
Yes, to be sure. Miss Garvey.
Yes, sir.
I want you to make out a check. Two checks, payable to the American Red Cross. Make one for $500 and the other for $26,000.
Yes, $26,000. Oh.
Yes. When I came down to the bank this morning, I found a mysterious package on my desk. I opened it and found $26,000 in cash, with a note asking that we turn this money over to the Red Cross.
My goodness.
Yes, of course. The $500 is my own, of course.
Lowry, will you please stop that pacing and sit down?
Sit down. Sit down, the girl said. Casey, that ain't no way for an alert reporter to get ahead in the world.
Oh, malarkey.
Come here, Casey, old pal.
What do you want?
Come on, sugar. Come on over here. I ain't gonna bite you. Now listen, Casey. Just listen to that beautiful music.
Take care of me, the body. Let me report to these police to win and ask them to find her out. Get your special extra.
Well, pretty. What's this? Might sing on the company's tire.
Lowry was just seeing if he could still get his head out the window.
Could he?
Barely, Mr. Reed. Just barely.
Oh, now listen, Casey.
Oh, that was a nice job, Lowry. You certainly scooped the town with this story.
Yeah, I guess I did, boss.
Now, aren't you glad Mr. Reed made you hold up that extra yesterday morning?
Oh, go on, Casey. What do you think I am, a jerk? Didn't I see the dead guy myself? I knew it wasn't a Green Hornet, sure.
Set the lens be paid for. Set the reporter fools accusation. By ring captured. Green Hornet still at large. Set the lens be paid for.
You've just heard The Adventure, The Reward Claimers. These exciting dramas are sent you each week at this same time. They're copyrighted features of the Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. Don Faust speaking. This program has come to you from the studios of WXYZ in Detroit. This is the Blue Network.